to Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation and were all questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. And as the children come forward for the children's sermon, and all are welcome to come forward, we will sing our Advent song. Okay. Just sit down. Oh, come, light. You scoot over. I need a little spot. There you go. Good morning. All right, before we start, I have a video to show you. So I want you to look up at the screen and see this video, okay? Nope.
Joy is knowing where to find.
That's okay.
Find what the people you love.
There we go.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah?
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Hey, Christine! You're here too! Mm-hmm. I love you!
I know!
Dad! What's happening?
Honey, the power works! It's coming. It goes on and off, whenever we want. We've got clean water.
Oh, that's great. Look at that.
Ooh. I bet I know what this does.
Rain down the glorious water.
Ah, shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys?
Food.
I love food. A briefcase? Do you not have work? This is awesome! Look, listen here.
Dee, the what?
Jack, be careful!
Oh, I have a car!
Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car!
A car!
And don't forget your coffee.
You're the best.
Yes, you're right. What was happening?
Everything was wrapped in
presents. Everything was wrapped in presents. Like what? Himself, the car. What else?
Breakfast.
What? They were wrapped. Yeah, so he was seeing all the gifts around him, right? His family, the food. He had a briefcase, so he had a job. He had electricity. Yeah. And how was he feeling?
Good.
Happy and good and excited. He was not feeling sad right now. He was full of joy, wasn't he? For all the things around him. Well, today we light 3 candles. And the first one was hope, and the second one is peace, and the third one is joy. For all the things that we can rejoice about that God has given us. So, I have these bows that I'm going to give you each a bow, okay? When you walk out. And, oh my, Corinne, do you want a bow right now? There you go. So, you're going to take the bow, and I want you to take it home with you and put it on something or someone that you already have and that you're grateful for. So you'll take that, and then you'll just say, God, I'm so thankful for, I'm going to do one right now. I'm so thankful for my nephew, Grayson. He's a gift I already have, okay? So we're going to have our acolyte light 3 candles. Go ahead. And we're going to pray while Adam is doing that. You ready to pray with me? God, who gives us hope, peace and joy, be with us this Christmas, and help us to rejoice in all that you give. Amen. Thank you. We'll get those candles lit. And if you're in the program, I will have the bows for you at the back when you're done, okay, after worship. If you're going back to your seat, I didn't really think about this crowdedness, okay? If you're going back to your seat, I can give you one right now. Here you go. That's okay. All right, if you're in the program, you can go to your spot. Sure. Just grab them now. That's fine.
Just a pretty one.
Yes. There you go. There you go. Okay. Hi. There you go. And there are a lot of bows, so grown-ups, you can take one too. After worship, I'll have them back here.
On a starry night many years ago, Joseph and Mary traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be counted in the census. Mary was expecting her first baby, and the journey was long and difficult. As Joseph led Mary, who was riding on a gentle donkey, the stars in the sky opened their hearts to the couple and filled their paths with light.
The long, long walk to Bethlehem along this dusty road. With happy heart I do my part to bear this heavy load. How far is it, I wonder, as starlight guides our way?
When they entered Bethlehem, they looked for a place to stay for the night. But since many people had come to be counted, there was no room anywhere in town. When they arrived at the last inn, Joseph pleaded with the innkeeper to help them, since Mary's baby was about to be born. The kind and good innkeeper opened his heart to the couple and offered them room in his stable. However, when the animals heard that they had to make room for humans, they became very upset. Mayor Mouse was the first to speak.
"Citizens of our great noble stable, I have just heard the innkeeper talking. You won't believe who's moving in for the night. Humans! We must stop this outrage. I suggest we hang up a sign to keep these strangers out, just like the innkeeper did."
"I saw that sign. I think it said no vacations."
"No, that wasn't it. Who would come to Bethlehem on vacation anyway? I think it said no vaccinations.
"No, that wasn't it. The vegetarian would never go for that. I think it said no vacuum cleaners."
"No, that wasn't it. And the stable could use a good cleaning. I think it said no vacancy."
"That's it, no vacancy. We have no room in the stable."
Thank you. As the unfriendly beasts prepared to hang their no vacancy sign, the light of a single star filled the room, piercing the heart of Charity Chicken, filling her with compassion and love.
Citizens of the stable, this human family needs our help. The woman is about to have a baby.
Where would we put a human baby in this place?
Couldn't we put him in the manger?
In the manger, but that's where we store our hay. Where would we eat? No, there is no room for them in the stable.
The unfriendly beasts got louder and louder with their grumbling until Carolee Cow, who was expecting a baby of her own, called out to them.
Friends, friends, let's not behave like wild animals. Remember, we are refined, we are sophisticated, we are domesticated.
We have so much. We have a warm stable with plenty to eat. These poor humans have nothing. Can't we share our home with them?
Let's show a little courtesy. Mind your manners and make room for the humans.
Your manners and watch your step. Let's brush up on our stable etiquette. Work together in stable prep. Let's make room for our special guest.
As Mary and Joseph walked to the stable, the light of 1,000 stars filled the room, opening the hearts of all the animals. Then Sherry Sheep, Tiffany Lamb, and Grandma Goat said,
"Last spring, when my woolen coat was so hot and heavy, a human sheared it off for me. I felt so much better after his help. Now we have a chance to help some humans. I was a little lost lamb until a shepherd came looking for me. Without his help, I would have been eaten by wolves. I am glad that we can give something back to the humans.
When I was a kid, my family had no home, and we had to eat whatever we could find on the hillside. Cereal boxes, even tin cans. Now the innkeeper provides us with a nice warm home and gives us plenty to eat. We must share with the human family."
Thank you.
Mary and Joseph entered the little stable in Bethlehem, where the animals warmly greeted them. It was there, on that holiest of nights, that Mary gave birth to her baby boy. She named him Jesus, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in the manger. Jesus was Emmanuel, the Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah. With their hearts filled with love for the holy child, the unfriendly beasts became the friendly beasts, and the animals sang of the special gifts they would give to the child.
Set the cow all white and red. I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I set the cow all white and red. The sheep with curly horn. I gave him my wool for his blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I set the sheep with curly horn.
God loved the world so much that he gave us his Son, Jesus, who is the light of salvation. If you believe in him with all of your heart, you will receive everlasting life. Will you open your heart to Jesus?